So this week I am joined by Ian Knowles, who is a trustee from Staffordshire Sight Loss, who's going to talk a little bit about the services that they offer and some of the things that you can get involved in. Hello Ian, how are you?
Hello Tim, yeah, I'm doing good.
Right, so if you can sort of give me a little bit of an overview then of the services that Staffordshire Sight Loss are currently offering.
Yeah, currently Tim, we offer sort of independent living advice. That's around equipment like magnifiers and different advice with technology as well, with mobile phones. We also do benefit advice for people like who may be new to the sight loss journey, so dealing with people with personal independence payments, attendance allowance and universal credit.
So you also, over the last year or so, you've kind of widened your outreach and you've kind of gone into a lot of areas around sort of Stoke-on-Trent and Staffordshire, and you're kind of offering a lot more social groups and a lot more opportunities in that way. Can you tell me a bit more about that?
Yeah, with the social groups that we offer, we do four different ones each month. We do one in Hanley itself in Stoke, and then we do one in Newcastle, Leek and Biddulph each month. So monthly, it's just a chance for a group of different people of different ages, and they all get together and it's just have a catch up and see how people are going on. And like, if you're new to your sight loss journey again, it's a good way of finding tips on how to deal with things that you might be struggling with. So you find a lot of people have benefited from that. And then on from that, we've started doing sort of monthly outings. We've been to a few different things. We've been up to Liverpool, went down to the Black Country Museum in Wolverhampton. We've been to Chatsworth House, and we've done Tenpin Bowling as well, which went down quite well. And then we've also been doing, each month, we've been doing like a craft activity type event as well. So we've done bits with clay and pottery. We've done a poem session and different things like that, which have gone down really well too.
Yeah, because you're doing things at the Mitchell Arts Centre as well, aren't you?
Yeah, that's something we've partnered up with the Mitchell Arts Centre. They've had a lottery grant to do sort of more inclusive stuff with different community groups. And we have partnered with them, and they're doing different things each month as well.
So, can you tell me a little bit about a couple of the events you've got sort of coming up then?
We've got a event coming up on the first Tuesday in May, and it's going to be a pottery event, and I believe the intention is to try and make a pottery kiln into like a pitcher, but using clay. And then on the last Friday of the month, We're going back up to Liverpool again. We're going to be looking around one of the museums up there. So that should be good as well.
Okay, so if anyone's interested in any of those events or any of your services or finding out more about what you actually do, how do they get in touch with you?
We've got a telephone number, and that's 07931 327 018. We've also got a Facebook page that they can contact us on, and that you can find that as at Staffordshire Sight Loss Association on Facebook. And then we also have a general email address they can contact us on, which is hello@ssla.org.uk.
And you've got a website as well, so if you basically sort of Google Staffordshire Sight Loss, you'll be able to go into the website and you can contact via the website as well.
Yeah. That's correct as well, Tim. Yeah, you can just sort of, there'll be a contact us link on the webpage, and you can find us through there as well.
And I'm sure that we'll speak to you in the future about some of the forthcoming events that you have and the work that you're doing at Staffordshire Sight Loss. And thank you for joining me today.
No, that's not a problem, Tim. Well, you have a nice day.
Okay, thank you.
All right.